You know, I was going to preach a sermon today, and I've got all the notes written down that I wanted to preach, and I don't want to preach that one, because the Lord doesn't want me to preach that one. I want you to turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I know that guys back there in the sound booth, you don't have any of these scriptures, and it's going to be very simple today because I'm only going to share a couple of scriptures. If you don't put them up on the overhead, that's perfectly fine. Everybody's got their telephone or they got their Bible. They can look up the scripture. But if you turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it's a scripture that I turn to almost every funeral address that I ever do. But in chapter 3, when you're looking at the scripture, it says in verse 1, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. The Lord holds this world and this things that are going on in this world in the palm of His hand. Amen. And people of faith believe that, and people of faith know that. We don't have to see it to know it, because through faith we've entered into a relationship with the Lord, and through the Holy Spirit He leads us and guides us and directs us. When we look at this scripture in verse 1, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. There is a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted. And I love to share, when you go to verse 11 of that same chapter, it says, He has made everything beautiful in His time. So no matter what we are going through, no matter what we are experiencing in this world, in God's timing, He is going to make it right. So anybody that is, as a lady that's in this church, has ever been molested, ever been abused, and never that perpetrator was never brought to justice, I'm telling you today, our Heavenly Father is going to make that right in your life in heaven. We might not see it today, but we know that God's hand is upon each and every one of us as children of God, and He is going to make it right. We don't have to make it right. That's why it says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. We're not going out there and making things right because people hurt us or people harm us, but we know that our Heavenly Father, the righteous one that we serve today, that He will make it right before our very eyes. And I know and believe this, when you step into heaven and He says, well done, my good and faithful servant, every wrong is going to be made right at that time. Because nothing else is going to matter because of your relationship that you have with the Lord. This past week at the Republican convention, and I don't care if you're a Republican or you're not, and I can be honest with you, if you want to know, am I registered Republican or am I registered as a Democrat? I'm not registered as anyone. Either one, I am registered as an independent because I am a conservative. That means I don't necessarily agree with anybody, okay? Because I am conservative in my thoughts, conservative in my values. But at the same time, Billy Graham got up in front of the convention and he said these words. He said, the only reason that prior President Trump is alive today because God spared his life. I believe that. I believe that. But then the question is, what about the fireman that covered his family and he's dead? What about the other two people that were there and were shot and were in critical condition, but it sounds like they are going to make it? Yesterday, listened to the Christian radio on Crosstalk. There was somebody called in and he tried to trip the person up. And he was trying to be vindictive about it. He says, are you telling me you think that God spared President Trump's life? And he said, well, I believe that God raises up leaders and God takes leaders out, that He's in control. In our Wednesday study, when we're going through the book of Jeremiah, you know, he called Nebuchadnezzar his servant. Not because Nebuchadnezzar worshipped him, not because Nebuchadnezzar served him, but because God was using him as his servant. God uses leaders. They think they're doing their own thing, but God uses them for His ultimate will. Do you believe that today? Amen. In that picture that we are giving, when that guy called in there, he said, Well, then, if God spared this one's life, what about the little baby that died of cancer? What about the little baby that dies? Doesn't God love them too as much as he loved the one that he spared? Pastor Leo was in a wreck 3 weeks ago, walked out of there unscathed, had glass in my socks, had to kick my shoes off, had to kick my socks off and shake them out for the glass that was in them. There wasn't one harm, one touch that touched my body. But what about the next person that goes down the road and they die in a horrific car accident? Is God's hand any less on their lives than he is on the life that he spares? There are things, brother and sister, you're not going to know on this side of heaven. But the question is, do you have faith in the God that is the creator of the universe? Amen. That what he does as a righteous judge will be right. Do we have to understand? Because sometimes I think that sometimes we almost make God out to be like Santa Claus. Like, God, if you're answering my prayers, or you're doing this in my life, God, I love you. But then when it's not working out the way that we want it to work out, then we always maybe sometimes want to take a step back and say, well, I don't know really whether I have faith in him or not. Faith is whether you see it or not. Faith is whether you experience or not. There are things that you put your faith in God today, that God is the ruler of the world and that he is going to make all things right in his time. And I believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt. That even though I may not understand, I don't have to understand. I am being asked to walk in faith. Are you going to walk in faith, church, or are you not? Are you going to walk by sight? Because we have many people today that walk by sight, only for what God can do for them, only for what it is in it for them, then they serve God. Otherwise, they don't want to serve God. So whether it is a baby that dies or a man that dies was when he's 99 plus 5, it does not matter. God is in control. God's will is going to be done, and we're going to allow God to make those decisions, and we are going to walk in faith. Because that's what he asked us to do. He didn't ask you to understand. He didn't even ask you your opinion. What did he say to Job? Where were you when I hung the stars in space? Where were you when I created the heavens and the earth? Where were you when I do all those things? He said, who are you to question me? No, let me question you. I am the creator. You follow him by faith. A few weeks ago, I did a service for an 18-year-old boy. Did that boy deserve to die? I stood in front of the congregation. I said, I can't tell you why this young man died. I can't tell you that. But one thing I know is that God's purpose was fulfilled in his life. And God did a beautiful thing when he took him to heaven, because today he's walking on the streets of gold. Amen. Amen. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Only a couple of scriptures I'm going to share with you today. I had another sermon written out. I just didn't feel the anointing. But in Hebrews chapter 11, it's a verse you've all known very familiar with. Now, faith, verse 1, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know it, but you haven't seen it. You know it, but you haven't seen it. We don't have to see to believe. We don't have to see to have faith. My God is my creator. He is my maker. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega and everything that is in between. There are things that will take place on this earth that I will never understand. But one thing I'm telling you right now, I am never going to turn my back on Jesus. I have made my mind. And when it says do everything to stand, then stand. I'm going to stand. And we have to make that decision as a people, as an individual. Because you're going to face so many ugly things in your life that you're going to have to make up your mind that no matter what happens, I'm not turning around. I'm not going back to the world. I'm going to put my trust in Jesus, and I'm going to walk for the Lord Jesus until I leave this earth. and nothing is going to change my mind. Nothing is going to change my heart, and nothing is going to change my outlook. I am going to walk for the Lord Jesus and put my trust in Him. He says, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Now let me ask you, there was many things in the prophecy concerning Abraham and the Abrahamic covenant and many other things that God promised Abraham, and many of those things he saw, but there were many of those things that he did not see. He didn't see that his children would be like the stars in the sky, because you're a child of Abraham today. He didn't see you, but he believed what God told him. He believed what God said. Do you believe the Word of God today? Do you put your faith in the Word of God? Do you put your trust in the Word of God? It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter what the world sees. I put my trust in my Lord and my Maker, and I believe in His Word today. There are so many people out there that are trying to change our minds. You need to look at this. You need to believe in this. You need to put your trust in this. There's only one thing that is unmovable in your life. There's only one thing that is unshakable in your life. It is the Word of God. It's not going anywhere. Timothy was counseled by Paul, and he says, in the last days, there'll be perilous times because people will become lovers of self. They're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 2. What does that mean? This world is on a learning cycle that is growing and growing and growing and growing, but they're the simplest truth that they will never learn and they will never accept is Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Ever learning, but not able to come to the knowledge of the real truth. I think that in this world we live in today, it's always changing all the time. I can't believe, can you believe, people, the changes you have seen in your life? When I think back, I think of my dad. He put shoes on horses. He was a farrier for himself mostly. He learned from a guy that was in the army doing it. That did it in the army. Now, how many farriers do you think there is in the army today? None. I remember the crank telephone. Anybody remember the crank telephone? My aunt and uncle still had a crank telephone. I remember the outhouse because we didn't have an inside bathroom. I remember going and putting the galvanized tub in the smokehouse and going out there and taking a bath after my sisters did. I know who was preferred in my family. It wasn't me. I was like, end of the tale. So everybody else got done taking their bath. Well, Leo, go out and take your bath. The water wasn't very clear by the time Leo got there. All these changes that we have gone through, but there's one thing that has not changed, will not change, and will never change, and that is the living Word of God. So what does that tell us? In the world that we live in today, there's many people that are getting disenchanted. And if you listen to any of that Republican convention, you heard a lot about God and you heard a lot about Jesus that continued to be mentioned. There are people out there today that are disenchanted with what this world has to offer, and they're looking for something solid. They're looking for something they can tie their life to. They're looking for an anchor, for a rock, and Jesus is that rock. He is that anchor, and you can connect your life to Him because He's never going to move. Hallelujah. So praise God, church. We don't understand everything. We don't have to. You're not God. I'm not God. We serve God. And He is worthy of our praise and adoration. And so many times, saints, this relationship you have with the Lord Jesus, it's not all about you. It's all about Him. Amen. Remember, Him. Him, Him, Him. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I glorify you. Everything in my life needs to be about you. I need to be about my Father's business. This church needs to be about the Father's business. And when we do that, we're positioning ourselves to be blessed. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this day and for this time. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to share that word. I feel so much better than I did when I come in. I just felt a burden in my heart. But Father, there were some things that were shared here today that somebody needed to hear. And I believe that with all of my heart and all of my life today. Maybe there's one here that has looked to the world and looked to the promises of the world, and they finally figured it out. The world has nothing to offer them. And I pray that, Father, if there's one in this room that has not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that today they would make that decision. And Father, while every eye is closed and every head is bowed, do what you do, Father. Draw them unto you. Do what only the Holy Spirit can do, is sweep over this room, touch every heart, and touch every life. And Father, if there's one that you're speaking to right now, that needs to make that decision for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That's not just you thinking that. That's not just you feeling that. That's the Holy Spirit. That word says you can't come unto the Father unless you are drawn. The Holy Spirit is drawing on your life right now to come to Him. And while every eye is closed and every head bowed, would there be one by the signifying of the upraised hand? Pastor Leo, pray with me today. I want to commit my life to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Would there be one today? Have you made that decision? Do you know it? The Scripture says you can know. His Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Father, we just thank you for this service today and for this time together. We pray that, Father, as we leave this place and live our lives for you, that, Father, you would bless us over and abundantly. You would open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessings upon this faithful family. And we ask it today, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You are dismissed.